So this week when I was away at the bishop's gathering for our synod, so the churches within kind of northwest Washington, all the ELCA churches. So we get together every year and we have time for kind of whatever's on our heart to learn. And this year we were learning about relationships with our Native American brothers and sisters. But it was a good time for those relationships. Those pastors that I know because I'm in tech study with them, or I've met them throughout my different times and journeys throughout this area. But it got me thinking about the intentionality of relationships. How a good relationship, we're always learning, we're always open to understanding or trying to perceive what might be trying to be said. And I thought about those relationships that make sense. And like, oh, this person is so much like me. I get along with them so well because we have so much in common. And then those relationships that when you look at, you're like, how in the world is that person my friend? We have like nothing in common on the outside. But when you dig deeper and you sit in conversation, you find the commonalities. You find those things that tie us together, that makes the sense. And I thought of one example, and Shane, I'm sorry. When Shane and I started dating, my sister, who's known him since, I don't know, they knew each other in college. He's best friends with my brother-in-law. And I remember just hitting it off with him because we had so much in common. I mean, we're both, like, we liked ranching. We were both firefighters. We just had this fun understanding. And I remember my sister and brother-in-law coming up to me and they were like, you have nothing in common with Shane. I'm like, okay. Oh, we've known Shane forever. You have nothing in common with him. And I'm like, well, but I do. I have all these things, you know, these passions that we enjoy, these outdoor things that we like to do together. And that's what made me think about those relationships and how those ones that don't make sense to us. So bringing that into our relationship with Christ, bringing that into that dynamic that plays out in our lives, that as we are in relationship with one another, those that have this deeper and richer understanding of God, of the relationship with Christ, how they balance those two things out. And that commonality that we have is the love of God that just is so rich, that balances and breathes new life into us and into our understanding about God. And then that connection with Christ that we have, that is exampled throughout his life and ministries, throughout his birth, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, all those pieces that fit together. And as we celebrate this Good Shepherd Sunday, we think about the shepherd that is there for us, that guides us, that leads us, that walks and journeys with us in the up and downs that we experience in life. Thinking about that relationship that we have, that community that Christ leads us into. And sometimes that community is for a short while. Sometimes that community can be for a lifetime. And we each draw our strengths. We each find that strength in our weaknesses. They balance out. And this connection that we have with one another becomes richer. And thinking about shepherd and this gate that God is standing in front of, keeping us safe from those that want to cause harm, those with the ill intentions, those thieves that want to steal us away, And thinking about that and thinking about those things in our own lives that try to draw us away from our community, tries to draw us away from God, from that relationship that we have. And how in those times of trials, of those times of the tribulations, of when we suffer, when we hurt, when things that just don't make sense are happening to us, that's in those times that we pull from that relationship that gives us that strength to walk through us, to walk through that into hopefully a richer and deeper understanding. And then to have those opportunities to share that knowledge that we've acquired, that we've gone through, that is experiences that formed us and shaped us into whom God is calling us to be. To share those with one another as encouragement, to know that this too, as they say, this too shall pass. And in that gift of relationships, of new relationships that we continually acquire, that we work towards forming, those conversations that happen, the stories that are shared, my hope is that it inspires us. It inspires us to learn more, to see those different perspectives, so that our eyes are open to see God in new ways and to experience our relationships in new ways, our community in a new way, holding on to who we have been, who we are becoming, and who we want to be. And so my question for us, my question to ponder is, in what ways might God be calling us to connect with the larger community? Those relationships that when we look at might not make sense, but can bring, who knows what they can bring? My question is, how might God be calling us into different relationships? And to carefully navigate that it's a good experience, that it challenges us, that it helps continue to grow us into that larger community, into whom God is calling us as a church to be, and how we might need to get ready to get there. Something to think about. Amen.